Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
23 minutes past five now, and the discussion is that in the light of this being a global entrepreneurship week, that is from the 13th to the 17th of November, we ask the questions, what is the future of entrepreneurship in South Africa? According to the National Development Plan, the small and medium-sized enterprises community is expected to provide 90% of new employment opportunities. This is by 2030. Donna Rachelson, not a stranger to the Early Breakfast Show. She is the CEO of Seed Engine. Tells us whether it's a good or a bad idea. Donna, a very good morning to you. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Abangile.
Yeah, well, yes. And Donna, I mean, SMEs, if we talk SMEs, it's a fact. They already account for 52% of the country's GDP. So the question is, are we asking too much?
In my opinion, we absolutely are. There's a huge gap between what the statistics are telling us, what's happening on the ground, and the reality of what's needed to fast-track entrepreneurship in South Africa. We know, for example, that recently the World Bank downgraded South Africa's growth rate forecast to a mere 0.6%, which in the context of the National Development Plan, which you've alluded to, means that we would need to create 11 million more jobs in the next 12 years with an economic growth of about 5.4% every year. And given that the World Bank says that South Africa's GDP growth for 2018 and 19 is expected to be a mere 1.1 and 1.7% respectively, I think we've got a hell of a lot of work to do.
And in light of that, okay, it is the Global Entrepreneurship Week, and we're looking at South Africa. And as you correctly said, it's going to be an uphill climb. But how far behind are we? I mean, we are moving. I'm sure we're moving. But how far behind are we?
You know, it's interesting. Seed Academy every year conducts our State of Entrepreneurship. It's one of the most referenced surveys of its kind. This year, we interviewed more than 1,200 entrepreneurs across the country. And, you know, what's coming out of the survey is that we need to scale and improve the efficiency of SME funding. What's interesting is most early stage SMEs actually need below 100,000 rand. And also what we do need to do, which I think is not happening enough, Abangile, is providing support to growing SMEs who only start to meaningfully contribute to job creation when they grow to about 2 million rand or more in turnover. I think what we are doing, you know, and I think it's mainly driven by the amended codes of good practice, is we, you know, putting a lot of effort and money into a whole lot of little entrepreneurs. And, you know, my plea for Global Entrepreneurship Week is let's do less more impactfully rather than doing a lot of little activity that's not actually getting the big results that we need for job creation.
If you're joining us in conversation, we're talking about the fact that according to the National Development Plan, the small and medium-sized enterprises community is expected to provide 90% of new employment opportunities by 2030. This is not a new discussion. And Donna Rachelson, CEO of Seed Engine, who's also not a stranger to the Early Breakfast Show, is joining you this morning to talk to you about whether this is a good or a bad idea and to see if it's feasible. And she's talking to us about what we need to do to ensure that we would actually get to that point. But I would imagine, Donna, though, to answer what we need to do to get to that point, it's the first question we need to answer is, what are some of the biggest challenges that, you know, SMEs are facing?
So we know, according to our research, that the two greatest and most pressing challenges that entrepreneurs face is access to markets. In our research, 67% of entrepreneurs highlighted that, as well as access to funding, which is 43%. You know, and disturbing in our research, what we found is only 18% of entrepreneurs have attempted to secure funds from banks and DFIs. Most find the process too burdensome. and most don't know where to go in terms of funding. So what we're finding is a lot of entrepreneurs are really struggling. They're failing slowly. They're working from home. They're trying to fund themselves. And, you know, we're just seeing an environment where, in my mind, entrepreneurship is sluggish. It's, you know, I don't believe we're putting enough investment into, you know, education, into, you know, early stage entrepreneurs who have a sense that they'd like to be an entrepreneur, because we know those entrepreneurs need very good basics. They need development of business acumen. And, you know, we need a lot more effort in that space, especially in terms of collaboration between the private and the public sector.
And just tying it off, Donna, you know me by now. We've got the negatives. We know the negatives. Okay. What is the silver lining? What are the positives that we can take to encourage ourselves in moving forward? Yes, 2030, we need to account as, you know, as the small businesses, 90% of new jobs. We've got many negatives. What are the positives?
Okay, so my big message for Global Entrepreneurship Week, and let's not forget Women's Entrepreneurship Day on the 17th of November, is let's start to collaborate more in this ecosystem. Let's really enhance the entrepreneur ecosystem by sharing best practice, by not working in silos, and whoever is involved in any entrepreneurship program is let's focus on building resilient entrepreneurs by really looking at the basics, by creating access to markets and facilitating opportunities for our entrepreneurs to start getting growth funding.
Donna, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Donna Rachelson, Seed Engine CEO.